Track 3. Welcome to the Black Country Talking News from all at the Beacon Centre. It's Wednesday, January the 11th. I'm Beth.
I'm Margaret.
And I'm Joyce.
Coming up this week, we have the latest news and sport from the area, as well as an episode of the BBC radio show In Touch. We hope you're all keeping well and enjoy this week's edition. As usual, we'd love to hear any tips or suggestions you have for us. Please feel free to include a note in your wallet if you have any thoughts. And first up, we have our notices section, and we start with the weather. As usual, we begin with the sunrise and sunset times in Dudley for this coming Saturday. Sunrise will be at 8:13 a.m. and sunset will be at 4:22 p.m. The weather for the coming week remains cloudy, with bright spells and highs of around 5 degrees centigrade, that's 41 degrees Fahrenheit, by Monday. Now, don't forget that we have been telling you the last few weeks about a donation from the Pedmore Sporting Association that will enable us to purchase re-recordable CDs. The cost of sending out new CDs each week is one of the biggest expenditures we have here at the Talking News, and recording over them will save us a significant amount of money going forward. The only change for you is that you will have to send your CD back each week, which many of our listeners already do. This week we are sending out our re-recordable CDs for the first time, so from now on, can you please send back your CD when you finish with it, as many of you already do. In the meantime, if you have any questions, you can call Helen on 01902 886 785.
Next, we will move on to our tip of the week to help when you are living with sight loss. Do you struggle to figure out which is which when it comes to your tea, coffee and sugar jars in the kitchen? You can use bumpons to spell out a T, C or S so you can feel which jar is which before you take the lid off. If you need any further advice, contact John at the Beacon on 01902 886 786. If you have a tip you'd like to share with us, you can ring Helen Brown on 01902 886 785 or pop one in the post with your wallet and it could be read out in the coming weeks.
Now we're going to take a look at what's happening in the area. Do you have a sweet tooth but want to eat a little healthier this new year? The Beacon Centre in Sedgley is hosting a healthy eating puddings session to help you find out how you can still indulge yourself whilst cutting the fat. It will take place at the centre in Wolverhampton Road East in Sedgley on January the 23rd between 1 and 3pm and the cost of this activity is £6. There are only limited places available. To book, call Hayley on 01902 880 111.
Enjoy a guided tour of Birmingham's jewellery quarters, tailored for people with visual impairment. You will get to visit a working factory where little has changed since the early part of the last century and find out more about the techniques used to create jewellery. The tour is being organised by the Beacon Centre and will cost £10, including refreshments. To find out more or to book a space, call Hayley on 01902 880111.
Following the overwhelming success of their UK tour this year, with numerous sold-out venues, Dean Strang and Jerry Buting, defence attorneys for Stephen Avery in the Netflix docu-series Making a Murderer, returned to the UK in January 2017 for four very special dates. The live tour showcases an evening of conversation with these two compelling figures featured in the docu-series. Buting and Strang will participate in a moderated discussion regarding the operations of the criminal justice system in the United States and abroad, as well as the broader implications of the Stephen Avery case. The night will also feature a question and answer portion for audience members to address questions directly to Strang and Buting. Making a Murderer debuted in December 2015 and showcases Avery and his multiple alleged criminal cases, particularly the 2005 murder case of Teresa Halbach. Avery was convicted in March 2007 and sentenced to life in prison without parole. The evening will take place at Birmingham Town Hall on January the 24th from 7 p.m. Tickets start from £31.50 and call 0121 780 3333 for more information.
There will be a specialist talk from 10 a.m. on the life and works of Simeon Solomon at Wolverhampton's Whittick Manor early next month. It will take place at the National Trust-run property on February the 4th and will give detailed information about the venue's exclusive collection of Simeon Solomon's paintings, followed by a walking tour. Booking is essential. Tickets cost £15. Call 01902 761 400.
Thank you, Beth, and thank you, Joyce. And now it's time to take a look at the news from the Beacon Centre, as well as other important information. Firstly, would you or someone you know like to make a difference this year? Why not become a volunteer at the Beacon Centre? It is scientifically proven to lower your risk of depression and stress while improving your quality of life. We've already got almost 300 people volunteering with us, and whatever your time, your skills, or even your age, there is a role for you. If you would like to find out more about the opportunities that are available across the Black Country and Staffordshire, then why not come along to our coffee morning on January the 27th between 10 a.m. and 11:30 a.m. You'll be able to tuck into some free cake, enjoy a hot drink, and speak to some of those already volunteering with us. To find out more, contact Becky Sinar on 01384 440 333. In other news, the Beacon Centre is delighted to announce that it has been chosen as the Charity of the Year for 2017 by Ashwood Nurseries in King Swynford. Staff and customers at the Traditional Plant Nursery and Garden Centre will be raising funds to help the Beacon Centre support those living with sight loss over the course of the next 12 months. They will be hosting a number of regular events, including behind-the-scenes tours. To find out more, visit their website at www.ashwoodnurseries.com. Now, in other news in the area, it has been announced that work will start shortly on the redevelopment of the bus station at the Merryhill Shopping Centre. You can find out more in our news section, but please be aware, while the bus station will remain open during the works, some stands G and H will not be in use during phase one. If you need to know more about the bus stand allocations during the work, contact Helen Brown on 01902 880 111. You may also like to know that the main entrance and reception area of Wolverhampton Civic Centre is now closed for up to 7 weeks for essential repairs and maintenance. Whilst being carried out, everyone heading to the Civic Centre needs to use the back entrance located by the ceremonial car park. Floor walkers will also be on hand to advise the public. And with that final item, we'll now make way for this latest edition of In Touch from the BBC Radio 4. So it's goodbye from Margaret.
Goodbye from Beth.
And goodbye from Joyce.